Hey, is this Big Daddy?
It is. Is this Jeff?
Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a fan, my friend.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I appreciate you. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is guitarist Jeff LaBarre with the band Cinderella, who's going to be here in Sioux City in the not-too-far-distant future. And, Jeff, thanks for calling. I sure appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Sioux City. You guys ever been here before?
Absolutely. I remember back, was it late 80s, early 90s, when the big plane crash?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you're right. That would have been late 80s.
Yeah, that was the first time I was ever there. I was there when it happened for a couple of days off. Actually, my first wife flew in the day after that happened.
Wow, that's unusual, man. I was up in the Dakotas at the time, and you guys have a soft spot in my heart because you were the very first ever platinum record that this radio guy ever received.
Oh, cool.
You know, I've gotten a bunch of them since then, but the one that always sits right in the middle is the one that I got first, and that was for Long Cold Winter when you guys put that great album out back in the, that was the late 80s sometime too, I believe.
Yeah, Long Cold Winter came out 88.
Yeah. Well, you know, you guys are coming up here. You're going to be hanging out with Sebastian Bach of Skid Row. You ever toured with those guys before?
No, never toured with Skid Row or Sebastian. I know all the guys. We did the first show we did together. Like I said, we didn't tour, but we have done like some festivals and stuff together. We did the Moscow Music Peace Festival together back in whenever that was.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was early 90s. But the bands that we that played there, like Ozzy, Scorpions, Motley Crue, Bon Jovi. I had known all those guys. I had never met Skid Row. And they're from, like, not too far from where I'm from. And ended up hanging with them the whole time. Hanging out with Sebastian, stayed in my room a couple nights because, I won't go into that.
Yeah, I was going
to. But, you know, later on ended up playing with Skid Row. I took Dave Sabo's place. When he couldn't make a couple gigs, but I just filled in for him for a weekend, stayed at Rachel's house. So, yeah, know those guys pretty well.
Well, Jeff, let's go back to the beginning, if you can remember that far back. You guys, did I hear someplace you were discovered by John Bon Jovi or something like that?
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Is that true?
Well, yeah, somewhat. They were doing, Bon Jovi was recording the Fahrenheit record in Philadelphia, and they came out to see Cinderella. They just, like, on a night off, they went out for a drink to see a live band, and Cinderella was the band, and he went back to the label and said, hey, I saw this cool band, and Derek Shulman, who signed Bon Jovi, he was also the singer for Gentle Giant, he was like, yeah, I got a demo from them, and not so much. And John was like, nah, go see him live. So he did.
Oh, I remember Derek, man. That's Mercury, is it not, back in the days?
Yes, it is. It was Mercury Polygram.
Yeah, of course, with the record. You've seen all the changes in the record business. Let me ask you just flat out. I talked to Michael Anthony of Van Halen one time. And he said, you know, they would play any gig they could possibly get to, a stage. They'd travel all over. And he says he feels so sorry for the kids today because you can go into any basement, put some Pro Tools out there, and you can have a spot-on demo right out of the chute, but they have no idea what it's like to play live. You guys, I presume you cut your teeth on any stage you can get your hands on too, right?
Oh, yeah. We played clubs for years. And stuff. You talking about after that?
No, you know, like to the kids today, like you get somebody that goes down and they have they can put a spot on demo together when they really have no experience on how to read a crowd, how to play live. And that's why I think it's just kind of, I don't know, it's just the music has changed. But then again, I'm getting kind of old, so.
No, I understand. I understand starting a sentence with, these kids today, ..
Yeah, thank you.
I understand that. I use that a lot. Yeah. But I have a 19-year-old boy who plays in a band, so when I start that sentence, I usually refer to him. My son is playing guitar for a really good band called Mach 22, and They're cutting their teeth in the Philly club circuit. They just opened for Filter one night. This week they're opening for Steel Panther in Philly. So they're getting an education on top of the fact that, you know, he grew up watching me do it. So, but all the other guys in the band are, you know, doing it the same way. I believe they demo, but they, you know, they go into the studios. They have a video too. But yeah, they seem to be doing it the same way. But yeah, I see what you mean about the Pro Tools thing. You know, it's great to actually have that stuff available to you. Technology. You know, I got to have my son show me how to record on my iMac.
That's funny. I have a 19-year-old son who plays drums, and he's in a band as well. And one thing that caught my attention when they first started out was they're really big into the Doors and big into the Beatles and big into some of the old Led Zeppelin, you know, some of the older rock and roll. And I think it's just, I don't know what it is about musicians that older rock and roll just draws you guys to it, you know?
Yeah, well, these are the smart ones. Definitely, you know, I watched my son go, you know, when he was little, I watched him go through, you know, Britney Spears and NSYNC, you know, and right from there he went to like rap.
Right.
So I've seen him go through every phase, and then when he started getting into rock and roll as he got older, it was AC/DC. That was his favorite band. Yeah. Now that he's playing in a band, he listens to all kinds of music. He listens to big variety of stuff, but yes, he plays a lot of old school rock. And then I hear him listening to, like, Anthrax, Metallica, and Merciful Fate, which I was big into. Well, still am, but, you know, when you go through phases of what you're listening to a lot. Obviously, I started out on Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Alice Cooper, and along with some of the British keyboard-oriented bands like Yes and Genesis and Pink Floyd. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and all that stuff. My son's listening to all that, you know, and turning me on to some stuff I never heard. So,
well, they say you know you're getting old when you turn off the thought of listening to new music. So we can't get caught up in the past forever. You know, it's kind of nice to hear some new stuff that comes down the pike.
You know, what's new for me? New music to me is like what I like is Nickelback and Linkin Park.
Right.
And they're not even new.
Right.
They're not even new anymore, but that's about as new as I get.
We're talking with Jeff LaBar, ladies and gentlemen, the guitar player for Cinderella, who's coming to town on the 28th of July. I just got to ask you about Tom Kiefer. How's his throat doing? Because if I remember right, he had some real bad throat problems there for a long time. Is he doing okay?
He's doing great. He's singing like a champ, you know, just like any singer. I know some singers haven't done it half as long as him, you know, and having a hard time. But he's doing great, man. He's got good doctors. He's got a good team on his side, you know. He's got good doctors and good vocal coaches and stuff, and he's singing better than ever now. You know, he's singing some notes that I haven't heard since, like, 86.
Well, nobody can belt it out like Tom Kiefer. I remember seeing you. The first time I ever saw you guys, I think, I want to say it was with Poison way back in the old days. And, boy, he was pretty. Tom, he was up there. He was a pretty boy. And he could belt it out like nobody I've ever heard. So I'm glad to hear he's still doing well.
Back in the old days.
Well, you know, it is what it is. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that just are not familiar with Cinderella, and that's why we're kind of, you know, plugging this show real hard on my show, because I think you guys are one of the best rock and roll bands out there. Now, you took a few years off, as I understand it. Now you're back in the chair and tearing it up. What can we expect here in Sioux City when you come out to our neck of the woods?
Okay, good old-fashioned rock show, man. And by old, I mean 80s.
Well, have you got some new stuff that's coming out? I mean, you guys working on a new album at all?
No, not at the moment. We're touring right now. And the show is going to be loud and lots of flashy lights. We still get dressed up like we're trying to entertain. And the best thing about us is we all still have our hair. And we're all still relatively thin.
Well, when you see me, you'll see that I no longer have my hair and I'm no longer thin. So you guys are doing a lot better than this guy that's on the microphone right now. So, but I still love your music, man. And before I let you go, all those people you've toured with over the years, is there one instance that you can remember or would like to forget? Is there one instance that you just, who's the craziest mother that you ever toured with?
Well, I can't, I could probably never narrow it down to one. The craziest.
I'm just curious, you know, because you guys have been with the biggest, the baddest, and the most nasty. So I'm curious, you know, who it was.
It had to be Dave Lee Roth, man. Our very first arena tour was his. We were the opening band on his very first solo tour.
Mm-hmm.
Eat 'Em and Smile. It had to be Dave. That whole tour was such debauchery.
Yeah.
It was Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, it's every cliche you can think of.
Yeah, well, I talked to him one time.
On that tour.
I talked to him one time, and I remember him saying, you know, it was like somebody would knock on the door, and he'd wake up, and they'd say, it's time to go, and he'd have to say, okay, girls, I got to get out of here, go. So that's what it was like, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was awesome.
Hey, Jeff, I'm looking forward to hearing you guys. I'm a big fan of Cinderella, and, you know, drive carefully, get here safe, and we look forward to seeing you guys on the 28th.
Thanks a lot, Big Daddy. I'm looking forward to it, so.
Looking forward to meeting you, pal. You take it easy.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Probably a nice guy.
Yeah. Seems okay. He seems okay. Now let's see if it's there.